Maybe a short digression into the topic of, yeah, how should we tell people what is good and what is bad? I mean, obviously we are kind of a moralistic thing, or we want to be, because we want to make the world a better place, but that also means telling others what is better. So I think there's kind of a moral inside this whole, and I mean, from a very basic perspective, moral takes away the freedom of everybody, because you're not free to express yourself whatever you want to do, because there is kind of a your group is saying that the things you are doing are good or bad. I mean, I think we can accept this, because we're not striving for total freedom, but we are striving also to living together as a group, and there's always kind of a yeah, I don't know, so kind of a thing that we say, okay, this is like a good action or this is a bad action. But I think we should always justify why, and maybe why we still can act against this moral paradigm. So I think this was what was Janina was saying, like, why should we always be radical? I don't think this is the right question. I think we should always stick to what is best, but sometimes for different reasons, another action is better than the other, even if it doesn't seem perfect. For example, sometimes it could be that buying a house is better than asking if we can get the house for free, for some reason. I just don't want to go into detail now, but just there can always be an explanation why some action is good or why some action is bad. So it's not just the action itself, but also everything that's connected to it. So I think the context is important, and if we sometimes try to simplify things, I think this is the biggest problem of all, because things are not simple in reality, and there are always reasons why something could be better than the others. And of course, we have the big problem that we cannot predict future, so we cannot even know if some action really better than the other without trying it out. But of course, we can evaluate it. In what actions we did so far, if they have been good or bad, and if they have been in line with our vision, if they have brought good or bad change, and from that we should evaluate our past actions and try to make our future actions better. So I think it's good to think in a radical way, but always think the things through and to not take shortcuts and say, okay, buying a house is bad, or using open source software is bad, or something, without evaluating the actual circumstances.